Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
We'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land and pay respect to their elders past, present, and emerging. We extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may be listening.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello, Tanya.
Hey, Molly.
Sing what you were just singing. Don't act normal right now.
Be silly.
She played a fiddle in an Irish band. Kissed her in her ass and her wet in her hand.
Oh my God, Ed.
Is that the lyrics?
No.
What's that song about?
She played
about?
The fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an English.
She fell in love?
She fell in
oh,
love.
Oh, she
fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed him on the neck and then I took him by the hand. And baby, I just want to dance with a pretty little Galway girl.
It's about a Galway girl.
No,
it's sadistic because me personally, I would never write a song about Ireland, like Galway.
Yeah.
Ireland. Sorry.
Ireland.
It's really hard word.
Can we talk in Irish accents for the whole podcast?
Of course we can.
All right.
It's really hard. Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry. It's really hard. It's really hard to talk in an Irish accent. But I think if you really commit, you can do it. I think if you really commit, you can do it.
Have you seen the show Normal People?
I have not. But I've heard of Paul
Mescal,
and he used to date Phoebe Bridgers, and then now they're broken up. And guess what? Did you know that Keith Urban accidentally leaked? Do you know about this? Sorry.
Wait, what the fuck? No.
Keith Urban leaked a TikTok of Bo Burnham and Phoebe Bridgers, and it had been rumored that they were dating.
Why is Keith Urban anywhere near that connection? Like, because that makes no sense to me.
So, sorry, I should explain just for anyone listening. So basically, Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman were at the Taylor Swift concert in like a booth, and they were, and they were all listening to Taylor Swift, but Bo Burnham and Phoebe Bridgers were in the background. Keith Urban was just doing like a la la la, like we're at the concert, but he put in Bo and like announced it. But
and that's why now we know.
Yeah,
that
because
together.
Of Keith Urban, because he literally accidentally announced it. Isn't that so funny?
That reminds me. Oh, I hope anyone out there. I hope you relate to this. I hope other people relate to this. Do you remember that era of like YouTubers when like? I can't even remember who it was. It was like Marcus Butler leaked that Alfie and Zoella were dating. And it was like a photo on her laptop and it was them kissing in like Santorini or something. And YouTube like fans were like, oh my God,
what the freaking hell? I was never like a huge like...
Leave.
But honestly, fair enough. Get honest, out. No, because there was that whole like, it's like, who was it? Marcus Butler, Tyler Oakley, Zoella, like they were all like a group.
Pointless blog. Oh. I used to froth their so freaking hard. Like I have merch that I still wear to this day.
Not the merch.
Oh my God.
But I just remember Zoella being like, hello, look, it's my bag. Yeah. I have lip balm I bought from Primark.
Yeah.
And now and I videos, ate it up every fucking time.
Yeah. Now her videos are like, hello everybody, so this is the baby haul that I've gotten for my baby.
She's got a kid.
She's a mama.
Oh my God.
She's a mom. She's a mother.
That is
she's a mother.
She's a mother.
And now,
who's her boyfriend? Husband?
Alfie. Pointless blog.
Which one's? Is that the
he
brown
was like,
haired
what's
one?
Up, guys?
I'm sorry. No, he doesn't have that lisp. I'm so sorry.
That was a bit sadistic.
But That is he the one with brown eyes and brown hair? So descriptive.
Wow. He's the one with the baby brown eyes and freaking angelic baby brown hair.
Is that him?
Big brown eyes.
Wait, her and Marcus Butler, are they siblings?
No, her and...
She's got a blonde one. I don't know.
Zoe and...
Joe Sugg! Is that her brother?
Yeah, I don't know.
They all look... They're all the same person to me.
Honestly, they could... Oh, and like two of them went through a pretty like intense divorce. And then...
Who?
Tanya someone, and the other guy was Marcus?
No,
Butler? I don't fucking know, dude. Okay, but they got divorced, and they had a dog named Martha, and now that dog is nowhere on any of their Instagrams, and you just know that dog is like, you know, in some freaking random house in the UK, like probably got donated. It's not with them, right?
Probably not.
Who has the dog?
I'm gonna hold Tanya to this.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make Tanya do a deep dive TikTok on this, exploring that and what happened to the dog.
Of course. I will.
I'm gonna make you do
that. And it's gonna cut to an explanation now. That's for the real.
Plug your TikTok so people can
It's at tangerine.juicy. What's yours?
Ew, that was, you don't know, that was disgusting.
You don't know who I am? I'm only TikTok.
I know, I thought you were asking me. I was like, I thought you were like, what's your TikTok? No, sorry.
Freaking podcast.
Well, I would be so surprised if someone came across this and didn't know me from TikTok. Like,
you never know though. People like always.
As in, I would be expecting all the traffic to come from these socials. But you know what? Maybe some random found this on something.
Yeah, maybe like someone found it on their FYP or their Instagram Explore page.
True, I won't be so... I that was an arrogant ass thing to say. My TikTok is Moldogger.
Hey. Nobody's perfect.
Except you.
Oh my God, so
you
true.
You win at everything. Oh my God, I won. My TikTok is Moldogga. Sometimes it has two A's. I don't know, I get confused, but you'll find it.
My pretty little Galway girl. Molly, what's peeving you off this week?
Okay. So I had to think. Mm-hmm. An ick I have is when I'm about to go to sleep, it's nighttime, I'm zoning out.
Yep.
And then someone messages me.
Oh. Hang on. How do you go to sleep?
What do you mean?
Dude, do you like put your freaking do not disturb on?
No, but like, you know, when you're like in the downtime of like, like you're kind of. What?
My downtime is like I scroll TikTok for 45 minutes and I'm like relaxing myself.
It's so unrelaxing to me. Because
it's like pure shit and we should get the fuck off TikTok. But
yeah, but
it's addictive.
But TikTok, we love you. But also like,
what's the worst kind of message you've got right as you're falling asleep? Like, what made you decide that you
just
hate
like,
this?
Just like, hey, Molly, are you free tomorrow at 9?
Nah.
Like, yeah, right? Or it's like, what are you doing tomorrow? Or like, hey, can you ring me? Or like when you're kind of in a zone where you're trying to go to sleep. Or let's say, for example, typical things might be, I might be in bed and I might not have put my do not disturb on yet. Mm. And someone either rings me or texts me or something. And it's like the thing that frustrates me the most is that anyone can kind of contact me at any time.
Yeah.
When I'm in my room, when I'm about to go to sleep because of my phone and because of, you know, all access social media, you know, you're kind of expected to reply.
Oh, for sure.
Like straight away. You know what I mean? Which I hate.
I kind of used to be like that where I was like, damn, they know that I'm online. I could reply to this at any given point. But now I've gotten... Not in a mean way, but I've gotten comfortable with if I accidentally leave someone unseen. Like, you know, you open Instagram to go like look for something important, but you accidentally open a message. I get back to them in like 20 minutes. I'm like, hey, sorry, was looking for something.
Yeah.
Now you have my full attention.
Yeah.
Just be like, dude, I was sleeping. Like, mind your own business.
True. I think it just annoys me. Like, I was talking to my mom about this. It frustrates me that you can be in your bedroom and someone can like infiltrate your space. Like it's with a phone, it's like you can be relaxed and someone can send you a message and it can completely uproot you. And it's like, I was resting. Like I was, you know what I mean? But I do think
we used to write letters.
No, that was like a fucking 3 week, you know, round trip.
Yeah.
3 weeks. I don't know. I've never written a letter in my life.
Wait, but apparently my friend does this. She says that she can, I don't know how, but specifically you can change your settings so that it's like you only get calls or messages from certain people.
Yeah, I've got that.
Maybe you could do like a nighttime setting where it's like from these hours I'm unreachable.
I actually just completely do
untouchable.
I actually do airplane mode at night. Yeah, now good on you. Just do it. I'm like, no, I can't. And then I'll deal with it. And then, but then you turn it off, and then in the morning it's like.
Ugh. I hate that sound.
It's so annoying. What's your alarm? Is your alarm the... Hang on, where's my phone? Hey, producer Jess, can you pass me my phone? Wait, I'll look at Tanya. Hang on, I'll look at Tanya's. This is how I wake up, and it is absolutely disgusting. And I was actually thinking today I want to change my alarm.
Oh, I'm nervous.
Oh, see, you've got slow rise. Beautiful. Yeah. I've got... No, I don't have that one.
Illegal.
No, not ripples. No, not Sencha. I've got a classic one. That's my alarm.
You're insane. How does that?
Me. It's not good, is it? It's a horrendous way to wake up.
No, because you're waking up like a drill sergeant. You should...
Yeah.
Like something... La, la, la. Wake up, Molly. Time to get off.
I'm going to literally make that my alarm.
Yeah. I got something to say.
Ooh.
Have you guys ever heard of Marc Rebier? The artist? Well, he is like a DJ and composer and whatever. And he's absolutely hilarious. He's like done stuff with Jack Black and like Tenacious D. But he made this song and it was like supposed to be for an alarm. Someone's like, I need an alarm song. I can't get out of bed. And he wrote this song and it just sounds like house music. And then all of a sudden he goes, get the fuck out of bed, bitch, go. And you have to like...
I love that.
I want that as my alarm. That's I'm trying to make it. But
ooh.
Well, okay. So what would be your ideal... wake up alarm, because I like that get the fuck out of bed, but then sometimes if I'm like a bit sensitive, it's like, oh, I need an alarm that's like, you're pretty and you're lovely, but what about, you have what about, to get up.
What about James Blunt, you're beautiful?
Oh,
you're beautiful.
My life is brilliant. My love is pure. That would be
an angel. Oh, that I'm sure. That'd be a great way to wake up.
But like, it runs all the way up until the part where he's like, fucking high.
But it just goes, or rather than going, you're beautiful, he goes, you're awake. You're awake. You're awake. It's true. And it's just the shittest alarm. I would listen to that. James Blunt, if you're listening, make it happen.
Please help us out, buddy.
Make it happen.
So, I'm going to introduce a segment.
Oh, hot. Fuck!
Thank you.
Is it porn?
Yes.
Okay.
We're going to... Okay.
You
so
watch
first.
Top 50 porn videos and then rate them.
Oh, no!
You guys are actually on a couch right now. Wow. So.
Boy, mango.
Casting couch.
Sorry, we'll shut up. I mean, I'll shut up. Jess, shut the fuck up and keep going. You're so annoying.
Oh, my God. I'm quitting after this episode.
So valid. So bad.
The segment is Would You Rather, a classic game no one has ever played. It's very
Never,
original.
Never, ever. And we are the only funny people to ever do it.
Oh,
That's
yeah.
That's so true.
So I'm going to ask you a question for you guys to discuss. Would you rather have to marry your first sexual partner or work at your first job forever?
Ooh.
Discuss.
Hot.
Oh my God.
I want to know what your first job was.
Coles.
Oh! Mine was Big W.
Oh my God. You're a Big W girl.
Yeah,
I
was like a bag chick.
Oh my God, slay.
What do you call like a checkout chick?
Yes, I was. I was a checkout chick.
Checkout chick.
Oh my God.
My first job was Big W, and while it was an okay first job, I feel like I definitely have some fucking trauma from that shit.
Can you explain what Big W is to our international listeners?
For anybody listening from overseas, Big W is a department store. You can buy anything from clothing to storage to dog food to
lollies,
freaking DVDs, like
stationery,
light bulbs, anything,
clothes.
Oh, and there's also a party section, which is fun, which I never got to work at because it was like a hot bitch area. It's like, oh, I'm working party today. Oh, you don't work party? It must be fucking ugly. That's just how I see it. But
I love that.
I could be wrong. How was Coles for you?
I worked there for 5 years.
very attached, like first job vibes. Mm. Like the people were lit, like, and Cole's like is a good company. I just like working at a checkout, just like my brain cells just deteriorated.
And Coles is?
Oh yeah, sorry. Coles is like a big supermarket. So like it's a big, huge groceries. Supermarket. Because we have two main ones in Australia. We have Coles and Woolworths. And if you're silly, IGA. And if you're even sillier, Aldi.
Aldi. Franklin's doesn't exist. Franklin's doesn't. Sorry, Aldi. I'm a 90s baby.
I'm in the 90s, but Aldi. Do you remember? Do you know Aldi?
Yeah.
Yeah, slow. I is love Aldi, Aldi Australian? No, it's not. They have it in England, but
yeah, they do.
I don't know anywhere else.
The Buck. Okay, high key though. I think I'd. Oh, that's hard. I think I would marry my first sexual partner though.
Ooh.
Yeah. Why am I so scared of saying sex? Sex. Whatever. I don't freaking care.
But she's fully brave. She's a woman, and she's silly.
I fully would marry him though. No, I'd marry him. That was fun. I feel like we were like high school. Boyfriend and girlfriend.
Aww.
Yeah, which was cute. We dated for a whole 5 years.
Oh my
grade
God.
8 to 12.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Damn.
We're not high school sweethearts, but we high school dated. High school sweethearts is sweethearts. Sweethearts is if you marry the person, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're not.
Nah, I would marry him.
Oh my God. Beautiful.
A-Dog, if you're out there, if you're listening, hit me up.
Do you still talk to him?
No, I think he's engaged, man.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
But this is just like an alternate universe that I would
or is
him.
It? And we have him right here. I'm saying, in the room. What's his name? A-Dog? What's his name?
A-Dog.
Come on in, A-Dog.
The beauty, though, of this question is that if you married your first sexual partner, you could just divorce them.
Yeah.
Very soon after. Because if you have to work at your first job forever, that means you can't quit.
Exactly.
So.
Oh, my God.
But you and can hopefully me and A-Dog like work through our differences yeah. and we stay married, but I could divorce him and, yeah, never have to touch Big W ever again.
I will be honest. I have literal nightmares about going back to Coles. Not that Coles is bad, but, like, working in a supermarket for me personally, like, I just – it does get so repetitive and like you literally stay there and I have nightmare dreams.
Next waiting.
Yeah.
Fly back.
Next waiting.
No, sorry.
This is it. Hi, how are you going today?
Oh, good. Thanks.
That's good. Do you have a flybys card today?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. Just swipe it there.
Thank you.
Just that. Nope. Just move it back
oh,
a bit.
Oh, sorry.
Just here? Move it. Yep. Just there.
Do you want to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. I'll do it. These things are always so annoying.
That's literally every single.
No, but you know, I would like, or I was a little person who would change the script.
Mm.
So I would do this. So go, how are you today?
Hi, how are you today?
Good, thanks. And I'd be like, I'm the worker. I'd be like, how are you going?
I'm well, thank you.
That's good. And then I'd give it like 3 seconds and I'd be like, what's your favorite film? Because I got so fucking bored. So I was like, I'm just, fuck it. I was like, what's your favorite movie?
Oh.
And then we discuss movies for like 5 minutes.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
though.
It was kind of lit.
You're my favorite kind of like employee. That's
yeah.
fun.
It was so silly. And like, I would literally have the most rogue conversations. Sometimes I'd be like, what do you think of like medieval torture? And they'd be like,
So are you pro-choice?
Just the,
well, are you?
Are you? And they're like,
just tap there when you're ready.
Whenever you're fucking ready, Margaret. Yeah, no, it was so intense, but silly.
Okay, second question. Would you rather be chronically overdressed all the time or chronically underdressed all the time?
What's overdressed?
Like,
what's underdressed?
Overdressed, I'm gonna put a parameter in. Overdressed is you're not super comfortable. Because I think that would be an important factor here. I'm thinking like...
Are we thinking like Harper from Wizards of Waverly Place? That kind of overdress?
No, I'm thinking like heels, dress, like...
Oh.
I'm thinking jewelry. I'm thinking makeup. I'm thinking...
I was thinking like Met Gala.
Oh.
Overdress.
Oh.
Or like...
Like
bro,
sweats
I'm dumb.
All the time.
I just thought you were wearing a lot of layers.
No, like made...
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, so
okay,
we're thinking
sure.
like Met Gala or like rat.
That's funny.
Oh my God, imagine walking up to like Bunnings.
in like a Met Gala outfit, or like literally like like, you know when you go to like a therapy appointment?
Oh my
having
god.
Having to go in like a fucking Met
hey,
Gala outfit.
How are you today? And who are you wearing?
I'm really bad. And Gucci.
This is Valentino.
I'm just like not doing well at the moment, but this is Prada.
The dark thoughts have come back again. And blacks and colors are out in the window. What do you...
I would overdress. No, because what the fucking effort?
You know what the sick person in me thought as soon as you said like overdressed at Bunnings? I'm like, oh, if that person existed, like they were just chronically overdressed, they would have such a big TikTok following.
Yeah, because people would recognize them everywhere.
People would know who you are because it's like, oh my god, there's that person that's constantly wearing gowns.
I have a question. Can you wear pajamas?
Since I am God and I'm making the rules mm-hmm. of this scenario, I would assume that chronically underdressed like basically means pajamas.
No, but when you're chronically overdressed, are you allowed like at night? Can you wear pajamas?
Let's say no. Let's say you have to sleep in gowns and suits. And
no, I'm chronically underdressed because no, but that would be such a bad impression forever. Like imagine going to like a family gathering or like a wedding.
You're on wedding day.
Oh God. My.
But then it's like
in trackies.
Yeah, gowns at the gym. Like if you go to the gym or for a stroll.
Yeah.
Your friends are like, let's go for a walk in the park. Let's go Macca's. And you're like, okay.
And you have to literally you have to get like a Gucci outfit on.
Givenchy.
What would you do?
Overdressed. Hands down. I'm that bitch.
I'm not that bitch.
And I feel like
bitch.
I would get... You'd have to learn to be so confident. So maybe it's a nice thing.
Yeah.
Me, I'm like just... I lack so much confidence.
No, but like that would... Maybe you should try this week. Like dress as if you're going to the Met Gala every day.
I just had a brilliant idea.
What?
I'm going to dress every day as though I'm going to the Met Gala. Oh Doug.
I reckon that's a good idea. I am going to be chronically underdressed because I don't think I'd be able to cope with not being comfortable. Like,
yeah.
Like I literally will like die if like I can't like wear trackies sometimes. And I would just, if I had to wear like a beautiful dress. A beautiful dress. No, but imagine like a dress and then like Spanx and then like tights and then heels. Like
I just know I'd sweat so much.
Oh, it would be so... No, underdressed.
Cool. Get ready for problem number one. Take it away, Jess.
Hi. So I've just turned 22 and over the last month or so, I've suddenly grown about 4 cup sizes. For context, I was a C cup before, but found it just suddenly getting less and less comfortable, and now I wear an F cup. I haven't started the pill or anything, and never felt my period would ever make them swell that much. Obviously, this has come with suddenly more attention and comments from my whole friends group. It's just a sudden change, and truthfully, I'm quite happy with how they look, but I'm nervous for all of the other issues girls say happen with large breasts, back pain, expensive bras, etc., and any further growth.
Damn!
That's hard. I mean, the main problem she has with it, which is good, is more like the practicality side of things, which is nice that she's able to be like,
yeah,
I own my big titties.
Well, that's what I thought like was going to be the problem, more like, should I be worried that they're growing so quickly? Yeah. Which I think if that's your problem, you could get a hormone check or something from your GP.
But sometimes they just change. Sometimes they're just like, yay.
Yeah.
I mean,
can't relate.
Well, I can fucking relate, babes. Like, oh, I was just thinking, like, as she was saying this, I was like, relatable. Yeah. I mean, mine definitely grew over time. Sorry. I have maturity. Mine definitely grew over time. But I will say it does come with, like, back pain.
Oh.
And it does come with back pain. Also, it's annoying because whenever I run, like, if I'm not wearing a sports bra, I have to fucking, like, hold my tits.
Oh.
And it's annoying because I just want to be able to, like... Have you ever seen, like, Divergent? Like, sometimes I just want to go for a run and play Run, Boy, Run.
Yeah,
and
I
just want to pretend I'm in, like, a little movie, and I can't.
For sure.
It's not as dramatic if I have to hold my tits while
Damn.
I'm doing it. But,
where is the back pain for you? Because I've always wondered.
Like, how does it work?
Well, yeah, I mean...
What, if you don't mind me asking, like, what size are you...
poop smell. Sorry, why can't I'm so immature. Can I ask that?
Why are you drooling?
Oh, we are walking. What size are your tooties? What size are your boobs?
Okay, so I can. Oh, this is weird because I'm going to sound like I'm lying.
No, I don't think you're lying.
I can fit a size D, yep. But it's more like lateral and not like outward. It's more, right.
Like width.
Yeah, in a weird way, I guess.
Right. Yeah, no, fair
does
enough.
That make sense?
Yeah, no, it does. I'm trying not to pity your boobs. I'm like, ah. But
wait, so when I did see them in that white, like barely there tank top you wore 3 summers ago, yeah, they did look kind of wide.
Kind of lateral.
Wait, keep describing them for me.
Keep going. Oh, so we've got lateral, we've got long, a lot of width.
Latitude and longitude.
Oh.
Fuck, babe, that longitude looks fucking hot on you, eh? That longitude, I'm wet.
Well, I think the main thing is, now, this is a bit of a niche, and I understand if people are part of the itty bitty titty committee.
For sure.
They will be less, like, open to empathizing with this, and I get that. But I do want to say, being on the bigger side with boobs can be really shitty.
For sure.
Like, and I do find, like, I understand the kind of first argument people say is like, well, at least you have tits. And it's like, what I have had kind of from personal experience come with it, like, especially, I was actually talking to my friend about this, like, people often over sexualize me and it's really annoying. Like,
absolutely.
And like, I'll be wearing like a really loose shirt or something, or like a jumper, and people are like, oh my God, your tits are massive.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the fuck?
Unnecessary.
Like, it's also like
disrespectful, yeah, point blank.
And I think people always presume, like, and I was just, this listener was saying, like, her friend group commented on it. I just also think it's like, you know, if someone gained a bunch of weight, you wouldn't be like, oh my God, you look fat. Like, you just wouldn't. Yeah. No, you wouldn't be like, you look fat now. You just fucking wouldn't, or you'd be an asshole. But with like boobs, I think people think that it's in their interest to comment on tits, and it really it shits me, because I don't know if that's exactly what the listener's kind of saying, but you saying that your friends have commented on them, I think sometimes people always think it's a positive, but for me, like, especially if I'm not trying to be sexual, it can be a bit of a negative. I'm like, I don't need you to comment on my body right now.
Especially
like, maybe if I'm wearing like a tight shirt and like I've got the girls out, like, sure. But if it's like, especially like if I'm in my pajamas or like in like
trying to go for a run, yeah, or go to the gym or whatever,
and people are like, oh my God, your tits are massive, it's like, can you fuck off?
Yeah.
And especially like for me, like, you know, I associate like my boobs sometimes with like weight gain a little bit and stuff. And when people are like, your tits are massive, it's like, okay, so you like think I'm fat. Like, that's it can go there a little bit as well, because obviously like the bigger you are, like the more your tits grow and stuff. So it's just sort of like, not always, I just want to say, like, not, that's not always the case, but it can be. So it's just like,
what has helped you with your breasts?
Sorry.
That might be able to.
Boobs.
Boobies! What has helped you with your boobs that you think might help this listener when it comes to things like back pain, good bras, shit bras, something to avoid, or
I think, well,
posture?
It's so interesting hearing this listener's problems. I was like, oh, I have had the same bra. Oh my God, this is so gross, but I've had it for like 3 years and I wear like one. I need, like, I have like
a cute one,
but yes. I need.
Same.
I need to invest in some proper support, because oh my God, like, it's bad. And I also need to, like, I think also like back strengthening exercises. I know that it's like you're meant to, like, not like even like for like fitness, but literally just so you can like have a good spine, like working on like core exercises and stuff.
And probably posture as well, because like if you're slouching nonstop,
yeah,
that means your boobs are like going
concave.
Yeah.
You gotta like make sure.
Should we select this for the rest of the episode?
Should we straighten our posture? But yeah, no.
Sorry.
Exactly. But it's also like, I don't know if the listener's particularly concerned about this, but also if people, I was actually thinking about this yesterday, this is wild, but if people do comment on your boobs, you're literally allowed to say, hey, could you not comment on my body?
Yeah.
Like, I think that is so valid to be like, hey, like,
I don't really want to discuss that. Would you mind not commenting on it? Boom. Because it's also like, I feel like typically if someone was flat chested.
For sure.
Like people don't, and if they do, it's really shitty, but it wouldn't be a nice thing to be like, oh, like, not that it's bad or anything, but to be like, oh, you have no tits. Like that's just rude as fuck. But I think people think it's like, they're allowed to just be like, yeah, yeah, you have massive tits. It's like,
yeah, it's like in a weird way, it's like, it's so obvious, the elephant in the room. It's like, oh, fuck, it's been 10 seconds since someone's commented on their boobs. I should say something, right?
Literally.
Shut the fuck up. You don't have to say anything.
Exactly. So, but yeah, in terms of like overall kind of get a really good bra.
Yeah.
Get a really supportive bra. Know that like your titty size doesn't have to mean anything. It doesn't
mean you're beautiful no matter what. Your tits.
No
are.
Tits. Half C titties. D
Do you say
titty.
Tits or boobs? Like if you're talking about your own or talking about someone else's. What?
Depends on my. I think breasts is so formal.
Yeah. Sorry, I said that before.
No, it's just so funny. Like breasts. It's so like. It's like giving doctor's appointments.
Yeah.
So these breasts you've got. My word, they're ginormous. These breasts. But like tits is like fucking tits. Like tits is like informal.
I like rack personally.
Rack is fine. Oh, fucking. It's got a like good rack.
Yeah, it's chat. It's giving it's, like grade
it's,
eight.
It's disgusting, but it's funny.
Yeah, it's
can
funny.
Can we think of all. Sorry, listener, we are going to go on a tangent. Let's think of. We're going to play a game. Every single word we can think of for boobs. You can say the ones we've already said.
Okay. Tits, boobs, breasts, rack. Bazoongas is stupid.
Awoogas.
Awoogas.
What else?
Melons.
Melons. Coconuts.
Oh.
My coconuts. Yep.
Fun bags.
Oh, I've never bags. Heard that. Fun bags.
I've you know which one I like? What? And this is feral, but I've like used it when objectifying a girl before. I've said puppies.
Puppies. I haven't heard of puppies.
Like, look at her puppies.
Sandbags? Is that a thing? Ew, sandbag.
That sounds derogatory.
Yeah, that does sound
that sounds like an insult.
Ew, yeah, sandbags.
I'm no better than a man, I'll say
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, no, literally. What else? Melons? Did we say melons?
Melons is good, yeah.
Did you say watermelons?
Jugs.
Jugs. Yeah. This is literally a male podcast. Yeah, fucking jugs, man.
So these jugs are just not getting any bigger, and that's a problem that we have.
Let's do this podcast if it was two, like, really disgusting guys fucking doing it. Okay, so your problem is that your tits have gotten bigger?
You don't have a problem, okay? Only problem is that they're not in my fucking face.
That was so true, Tyler. Oh my god. Should we go to the back room and fucking kiss?
I need to see your willy right now.
I know they're both gay, is the thing. Like, whenever I listen to these podcasts, I'm like, you are both in love with each other. Like,
just the sexual tension. It's always is incredibly high.
They're just like, I fucking hate fucking it's not fun hanging out with my girlfriend. I love the boys. It's like, you want to fuck the boys.
Yeah.
Like, you want to fuck
and
the
do
boys.
It. Like, please actually do it. It's fine if you want to do it.
It's okay. Like, just
please.
Have...
Oh, please fuck the boys.
Please fuck the boys. Fuck the boys. Fuck the boys. But no, they do. They're so aggressive because they are horny for their fucking podcaster called Derek. They're fucking like, fuck. Like, anyway, back to the original problem. How can we comfort this listener and what is a nice send-off?
I think to round up, take care of yourself in terms of good support bras, strengthening exercises, not like, you know, for any other reason than just so you can hold it up.
Yeah. Just like as a good thing, like when you're 80, I always think about this as a good way to exercise that's not like, oh my God, you have to look like Gigi Hadid.
Yep.
It's like exercising so that when you're 80 years old, you can walk upstairs.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
That's
a better
the main
goal
thing.
With exercise. Like not, yeah, go on.
The only other thing I want to say to the listener is like, give yourself some love. I don't know if it's stupid, but like sometimes, you know, doing a little naked check-in in the mirror and being like, I love you. Yeah. You are still standing. You're still here. It's you like, look great. Good job. Keep up the good work.
Absolutely. And also like, just know that, like, even if you're having mixed feelings about it, this listener doesn't, like, sounds like they like their titties. Their yitties. That's another word. Yitties. That's another word. Sorry. Yitties is another word. But even if you don't, like, I think, a common misconception is that if you have big boobs that you automatically love them. Like, if you have days where you're like, oh, like, I don't really want everyone to, like, look at them. That's okay. Because it's annoying when, like,
sometimes you feel like you're in a sexual mood and like, yeah, like my titties are out. But sometimes you're just trying to go to the grocery store.
The next day you wake up, you're like, fuck, I would rather not.
Yeah, I would rather not. And like, no one please perceive me. And especially like if you're going to the grocery store and sometimes like I'll see people just like look at my tits and I'm like, especially like old men. I'm like,
no.
And especially when you're wearing like a loose jumper or something, it's like, go away. Like, gross.
Speaking on that, basically, one of the most important things that I've implemented in my life, because I've pretty much gone through this exact situation, set boundaries with the people around you if they ever make comments. Seriously, there are a few of my friends, like most of my female friends, I'm so fine with them making comments because it's usually in all, in like, you can tell that the intention behind them is good. They're like, oh, you look really great today. Like,
yeah,
tits look great. Your body looks great. And that's fine from certain people if you're a certain kind of person that wants that kind of validation. But not everyone wants that kind of validation. And if you're not one of those people, make it evidently clear.
Yeah.
Tell people if someone makes that comment, be like, thank you, but I don't really want to hear comments about my body.
Yeah. If they cross that boundary, get them out of your life.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Leave, get out, stay out.
Yeah.
Yiddies!
Yeah. 3, 2, 1. Yiddies! Wait, what's the favorite word? Like the favorite boob word?
I think jugs. Jugs. We had a really good response.
3, 2, but like as the two podcast bros who want to fuck. 3, 2, 1.
Jugs!
Brandon, will you fucking marry me?
Show me it.
Hey guys, this is Molly here. I listened back to our podcast and we forgot to say yams, so I'm adding that in now. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, guys. Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Thanks for listening to our problems and for sending in your own.
If you have a problem you want us to solve, please message us on Instagram at GorgeGreasyProbs.
Or fill out our problem form that's linked in the description of the episode.
Ooh.
Bruh.
Bye, gorgeous, greasy girlies. Mwah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.